Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome aboard. And amid all of this coronavirus hysteria, precautions, whatever you want to call it, got a little bit of sanity going on. And I think you may find it in the out of doors. Yes, they're talking about social distancing. Well, sometimes that's not so bad, such a bad thing if you're out on the water or in the woods. And we got several things to talk about, although looks like our outdoor calendar of events has been devastated. You know, there's a state of emergency declared, and any type of gatherings of 250 people or more are being canceled. So we've got a lot of cancellations on our calendar. But yet there's a lot of things you can get out and do, particularly this weekend, because it's not going to be a bad weather forecast at all, and I'll get to that in a moment. But spring is here, unknowing as it's going to be. Technically, it opens on the 19th, which is this coming week, but there's a lot of change indicators you see out there. Wisteria, see a lot of the flowers blooming. You also notice that the weeds are getting thick. What are some of the sure signs of spring has arrived that you noticed? We'd love for you to text this morning, 870-870. Last week, we had a little bit of a participation in what's your favorite catfish bait, freshwater catfish we're talking about. You can also include that in your text messages to us at 870-870. And I want to wish good luck to those of you who will be hunting turkeys this morning in the state of Mississippi. It opens up pretty much statewide. And, well, we're going to run down the dates and comments about the future of turkey hunting in the South, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi. And, yes, an Outdoors with Don Dubuque radio tradition will be heard this morning as we get on the turkey season. You'll hear from my buddy, the beady-eyed bird. That's coming up shortly. Spring fishing? Well, you want to make your trip, and if you have made one, share your report with us. You can send us that text message, help somebody else find some fish, because Lord knows a lot of kids are going to be out of school. A lot of parents are going to be out of work, and it's a great time to catch up on your fishing, and we've got some suggestions where you can go. Mike Gallo and I, who you'll be hearing from a little bit later on, we had a pretty good trip out in the Biloxi Marsh. We'll tell you about our trip. Last weekend, when I left the studio, headed over for the Stella Plantation down in Plaquemines Parish, we had our Bayou Wild-sponsored all-girls shooting team. We'll tell you how that went. It's going to be seen on a Bayou Wild upcoming TV episode, and whatever outdoor events are still around, we'll run down those for you. Our pro staff joins us. They give you the fishing information, coastal marine forecast coming up. Our bad boy story, today we talk about the case of the polluted oyster rustlers, and we'll also have an update on the upcoming trial of that double whooping crane killer. As far as your marine forecast, if you are headed out today, there is a dense fog advisory. We dealt with it all week, and it's going to be here this weekend. You might want to delay your trip, let it burn off and clear up. Otherwise, exercise caution when you're running out there in those foggy conditions. And one piece of advice if you're running in the fog, basically that's water in the air. And even though you're going to expect to see some sunshine later on, when you're running out there in the fog 20, 30 miles an hour, you're going to be soaking wet, almost as if you were going through a rain shower. So make sure you bring the wet weather gear, at least for the start of your morning. When you get offshore, boy, this is nice. Southeast wind 5 to 10, 1 to 2-foot seas, and this is during the lump season. Tuna, wahoo out in the Gulf of Mexico. On the interior lakes and bays, those southeast 5 to 10 knot winds means a light chop. So other than the fog. Tide picked up a little bit. We didn't have much tide during the week, but it's up to 0.8 this week as your average tide range. Mississippi River is falling, and that is good news, but it's still at 15.8. Hopefully the bottom of that baby drops out. Anyway, we got a list. I put together a list of highlights of outdoor events to do if you don't normally get to go out because you got other things going on, and those other things such as sporting events or other entertainment activities have been canceled. Get out and fish. The marsh is safe. You can socially distance yourself and get out there. All right, we got some text messages coming in, some of our early texters and some of our regular guys and girls. We'll be back to share those messages with you. We got a full 2 hours to talk outdoors right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I got a text in here, very important. One thing I failed to mention, with these light winds and the time of year, it says light winds, gnats, baby. Yeah, be careful of those gnats. Let's take you down to Shell Beach and talk to Robbie Campo, a guy who never met a gnat that he did like. Those guys are pesky. Hey, Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Don. Yeah, we had a few gnats earlier in the week, just a couple in the evening time. They hadn't been too bad in the morning. Had some foggy days this past week, but today, right now, we don't have any fog right now. I'm not saying it can't roll in. It does look like it can, but, there's no better time to come fishing than right now, Don. Look, all the kids are, with this stuff going on with coronavirus, they shut the schools down. Look, the safest place to be right now is down here fishing. It doesn't matter, catching fish in Delacro. So if you're going to Delacro, go to Sweetwater or go to Serenades, give these people business. If you're coming down this way, come see us. Go to Hopedale. Whatever you're going to do, go. If you're going to Chalmette, go see David Dixon and Friendly Fisherman up there. Get you some bait. People, this is chaos. What I see going on here is chaos. Come on out fishing. They're catching fish from Chalmette to the Long Rocks. This past week has been just a phenomenal week. Every spot that you like to fish in the fall of the year, in the spring of the year, it's happening. By the Old Fort here, by Yankees, Duluth Canal, the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne's been phenomenal. Lena Lagoon, going out to the Long Rocks. More sheephead and redfish out that way, Don, than they are speckled trout being caught. But nevertheless, at the islands, you'll be able to get out there today. They caught some fish at the islands this week. Speckled trout at the islands with some mixed in pompano out there. There's a bunch of big, massive schools of redfish out there. If you ain't got nothing else to do and you're scared of whatever's going on, hook the boat up and come fishing. This is the safest place you could be. You're not going to be, crowded. It's not like going to a football game or something where you're indoors. Just come on out here and come fishing. I mean, Don, I'm telling you, this is what I seen yesterday going on is just chaos. A kid sneezed in the dollar store and it looked like a stampede. They broke the doors in the dollar store yesterday with me in it. I'm like, this is nuts. We have pollen in the air, people. This is this time of the year. People are going to sneeze. People's eyes are going to itch. The oak trees have pollen all over the cars. I mean, this is not something that's it's just taking place. This has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. This is just this time of the year. The bees are working. Everything's pollinating. I guess if you looked at the pollen count, it would be off the charts right now. Quit freaking out, man. Come fishing. Come. There ain't no better time to come and get out. Just do something outdoorsy. Go fishing. That's all I can tell you. I mean, the fish are biting. No sense in staying indoors. Come on down and see us. If you're coming down here, make a left at that bridge. Come on down and see us, and we're going to get you fishing. So with that said, Don, it's game on now, bro. Kids out of school. Yeah.
People just a lot of people are just dwelling on this. I mean, it's everywhere you look, everywhere you listen. It's all over, and it's on people's mind, and it's creating a lot of anxiety. And getting out there into the marsh or the river or wherever you fish, or if you're going turkey hunting in the woods, I got one texter said he and his daughter are tent camping at Fountain Blue State Park, got a little fire going. You know, that gets your mind away from all of that stuff. Because believe me, other than, you know, taking care of some precautions, whether you feel strongly about whether this is serious or not, it will get your mind at ease. People have forgotten how to be what they call socially distant. You know, you got to get away and get away from those handheld computers and everything you got, and just get back to nature for a little while. Give it a shot, and people, it'll remind them of the old days, and I think people will enjoy themselves doing it.
Absolutely, Don. And you know, I'm telling you, this is total chaos, man. Look, there's no better time to be out and about than right now. You know, the weather's nice. Come on, come fishing. Just, you know, look, if you're going to be, and one more thing I want to add, if you're going to come down here a little bit later, you know, then at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock area, I'm going to give the phone number here because this is going to be important. You know, we don't have a whole bunch of live bait today, so if you're coming late, I want you to stop at somewhere where you can get live bait if you want to fish live bait. So I'll give the phone number in a second, just by either Bait Incorporated or by a friendly fisherman up in Chalmette. If if you're coming in on a 510 road, stop there and get some bait if you're coming down later, because we're gonna run out. I mean, they got a lot of people at their camps already with their kids. We sold a bunch of bait yesterday evening. You can contact us at area code 504-239-6377, or you can contact us at area code 504-239-5165. I want to make sure people call before they come down here and they say, oh, no bait. But, just make the call before you come. I think we're going to have it till around 6:30-ish or so. But if you come in later, you know, I would advise you to stop and see either David Dixon or, you know, Jimmy Dixon over there, or go to Tony Cucci over by the old golf outlet marina back there. So they have bait also. And these guys need business too, so go see them also. So there you have it, Don. That's our report for this weekend.
Sounds good. Got a lot of plastic too, so bring some of that along, because if you run out of the shrimp, you can always go to plastic, and they do bite it. They will bite it. Robbie, thanks for the report and good suggestions on getting people out there. I think you're going to have a busy couple of weeks ahead of you, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's about time. And, if they don't declare martial law here, so people are going to come fishing, I guess. I don't know. So,
all right, we're going to call it Escape to Shell Beach.
Absolutely.
Escape to Shell Beach. All right.
We'll talk to you next Saturday. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Take care. Robbie Campo updating us on the situation down there in St. Bernard, and encouraging them to go down and get fishing. If you're a live bait fisherman, let me tell you, you don't absolutely need it. Sometimes it can help, but other times you can do completely without it, like we did on this week's trip. We'll be back right after this. And yes, you turkey hunters, stay with me for a minute before you get into the woods. You're going to hear from my arch enemy, the beady-eyed bird. Up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, I'm sure we have a few turkey hunters out there this morning. The Mississippi season opens up today, 1/2 hour before sunrise. They had their youth hunt last week. Then the next week on Saturday, most of the counties in Alabama will open up for their turkey season. Louisiana, March 28th is a youth hunt. We don't open our season until April the 4th, which I think is much too late. And we will have many discussions coming up about the turkey seasons in Louisiana and also the Gulf South, and really what it means for the future of turkey hunting. But for those of you who are turkey hunters, you appreciate this message from my arch rival. And those of you who have never hunted turkeys, in this message, you get a little bit of an insight to what's in the mind of a turkey and a turkey hunter. This is a message I got several years ago, and it's become a tradition to play it during turkey season here on the Outdoor Show, from the beady-eyed bird.
Hello, Don. Please allow me to introduce myself. I am a beady-eyed bird, known by many names. I am Reason Unhinged, creator of despair. I am that which sets your pulse to race and your blood to boil. It's in my name, Don, you abandon family and responsibility. My name, you deprive yourself of rest. And for what purpose? To match wits with a beady-eyed bird. But there's no contest, because I am an escape artist, a master of survival, one attuned to an environment of peril. Raccoons, coyotes, owls, hawks, these, Don, oh, they're my real enemies. But you, you are nothing but child's play. You don't think I hear you talking through me through wood, reed, or slate. Sometimes you sound so seductive, I must investigate. But I know you, and I know you, Don, better than you know yourself. So I have you wait, and wait, and wait. For you are not patient creatures. I watch, and you move, and I am gone.
How can you not love a guy like that? I love and hate him at the same time. That is our friend, the beady-eyed bird. Good luck to all you turkey hunters out there. And this might be the year for you to take up turkey hunting. There's going to be a lot of things people are looking for things to do. And we've got some public areas, or actually a lot of people are deer hunters. They've got leases, and they just don't bother to go in the springtime. They've got other things going on. Well, it does kind of coincide with what Ryan Lambert calls the crapalay, a cross between a crappie and a sockalay. Some people call them white perch. This is prime time, and it always coincides with the turkey season. When given a choice, if I can't do both, I'm going to go with turkey hunting. By the way, I got a trip going up to Kansas. I've been very successful hunting the Rio turkeys there. They've got Rios in part of the state. They've also got the eastern wild turkey, which is the only species that we have in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The place I go, Irish Creek Outfitters, I'm going to be talking to the owner a little bit later on, Steve Westfall. I've been telling you this for a couple of weeks. He's got a great opportunity. If you are a trophy deer hunter, you're looking for a huge, big rack whitetail deer, that's the place to get it. Odds are very good. They have a short season. Normally, he is booked up for year after year. He's got openings. This is a rare opportunity. And right after the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Steve. I'm sorry, right before we go off the show, at about 6:50, if you're interested in hearing what he's got to offer, be sure and be tuned in and listen for Irish Creek Outfitters and a chance to get up there and do some great whitetail deer hunting. Also hunt pheasants up there, too. Great place. Had a lot of fun. All right, when we come back after this, I'm getting to your text messages, asking you several questions. What's your favorite catfish bait? What's a sure sign that spring is here? And what are you doing now? What are you going to do with yourself when everything is shut down? All these sports activities, entertainment activities, group functions. How are you going to socially distance yourself and get through it? We'll be right back. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And we encourage text messages to come into the show here while we're on the air, live and direct at 870-870. Got quite a few coming in this morning. First, we hear from our buddy, the Lafayette Yacker. He's headed south down to Prefish for the Challenge, the kayak tournament that's coming up. Good luck to you, Yacker. Also, we're hearing from Toby. He's sad that he's missing the opening day of turkey season. But he and Gary are in Carnarvon. They're about to win the Carnarvon Bass Tournament. Love that attitude. Let's get it, he says. Good luck to Gary and also Toby. All right, Bo is the one who is tent camping with his girl this morning at Fountain Blue State Park. Coffee perking on the fire. Not much better than this. Yeah, in these high-tech times, simplicity sometimes can be the most fun. Good idea, Bo. All right, someone else, pollen. Yeah, that's the sign of spring, sure sign of spring. Another one says when their nose starts running non-stop. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, all I got to do is look at my my truck that hasn't moved in a while, and you can tell where the pollen's at. All right, here's a mad trucker checking in with us. We also have Jerry listening over in Ponchatoula. He said he knows spring has sprung when the pecan tree starts budding. My pecan tree is a late butter. It still hasn't started yet. Here's one says, good morning, Don. I'm driving the big rig to Parker, Florida. Thanks for riding with me. Great show as usual. That's the River Rat. Glad to be with you, River Rat. And then we have another warning about the gnats. And this one, here's someone with good catfish bait. My papa used to catch big tabby cats on perch in Bayou Liberty. They loved it. That's blue for all. Perch is a great tabby cat, especially bait. Justin, he's in the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge. He says, the first signs of spring, the mayflies, the wasps, the mockingbirds are singing, and him turning off the heater pilot light. Don't turn it off too soon, Justin. We may get a little bit of winter return, but it doesn't look like it. All right, we'll get to more of your text messages. Also, the season for red snapper for the federal permit holders, I'm talking charter captains, has been set. We'll run down that for you and get to more of your texts right after we pause 10 seconds. So our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here's a text in from the Baton Rouge area. It's a sad time in the country when all these knuckleheads in D.C. politicize a virus that affects all the sportsmen of America. We remember this come November. That's Mike listening to us in Baton Rouge. Here's one says, I'll be happy to do the social distance thing. It gives me the perfect excuse to stay at the fish camp with some cold Guinness. Love the show. That's from the Irish Coonass. And let's see, we have, good morning, Don. When I go catfishing, I enjoy using a piece of red hot dog. While we're fishing, there's nothing better than a tomato sandwich. Have a great day. Heading to Covington, she'll be at the farmer's market. That's the tomato lady. Might want to stop by and see her. Red hot dog for catfish. Yeah, that works. A lot of other things, too. Duck livers, chicken livers, I think that's probably my favorite. If you got a favorite or you got a fishing report or a suggestion of things to do with a lot of these closures and still say socially distanced, we'd love to hear from you. That's 870-870. Got word this week the 2020 red snapper fishing season for boats with federal for hire reef permits has been set. 62 days in federal waters of the Gulf of Mexico begins at 12:01 a.m. on June 1st and closes 12:01 a.m. on August the 2nd. Now, this is for charter captains. The Gulf states each will set their private recreation season for snapper in state and federal waters. We're still waiting to hear here in Louisiana. Memorial Day, Alabama has set their season for opening up on Memorial Day. They plan to run it through, they're going to do four-day weekends instead of three, and they have a projection of when that it'll continue and then when it'll also wrap up. And that is all based on the harvest quota. When it's reached, they will actually shut it down. But it's a very important note that people who are fishing on a federally permitted for-hire charter boat cannot fish or possess red snapper in federal or state waters when that federal for hire season is closed. In other words, when that just recreational season is open, you can't go on a charter boat and catch it. It has to be during that June 1st to August 2nd period that has been designated for charter boats. All right, we come back after this break. I'll get to some more of your text messages. And also we're going to talk to Jeff Brule, get a freshwater fishing report. Right here, you're listening to it all on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Bass Fishing Report with Jeff Brule is brought to you by Berkley, a division of Pure Fishing. Got the Berkley line of gulp baits for the white perch, the bass, inshore, offshore fishing, lines of all types. Whether you use monofilament, braid, or fluorocarbon, you'll find it from Berkley. They've got thousands and thousands of fishing accessories. If it's for fishing, Berkley has it. They are a division of Pure Fishing. And Jeff Brule joins us now. And, Jeff, I guess you could say the spawn is on right now. Your time of year if you're a bass fisherman. Give us some rundown on some locations and what's going on so we can get away from the coronavirus stuff.
Yeah, the big girls are moving in. They have lots of reports of some good fish being caught. Robert Gann won the TBF tournament up on Toledo Bend last week with a two-day total of 10 fish, 31.74 pounds. That's a nice three-pound average. Some of the other anglers brought some big fish to the scale. I've talked to a few guys that had 5 to 6 pound fish caught and brought in. But the reports were it was cold one morning, the fish were a little bit deeper, but then they moved shallow as it warmed up that weekend. But they were using soft stick baits, just kind of slowly moved along the bottom in front of the cover. like cypress trees, lay downs, and put a brush up there on Toledo Bend. And then they would move shallow with swim jigs, spinner baits, and lizards, and worked around the trees and other cover to catch their stringers and their big fish. And so basically the news is if you get on Toledo Bend, try to fish some of the pockets and go shallow. You know, some of the creek arms have a lot of good cover on the bank and 2 to 4 foot of water in front of it. They should have some spawning fish around on those types of cover.
How's the white perch doing? Better since you and I went?
I'd probably say maybe. It's tough. I'm still catching a few, but there's more scattered on the Chifuncta than they are shallow. I went the other day, I think I maybe caught one or two fish on a Clark. The rest of them were like skipping docks or fishing around a big cypress tree with just a tight line jig. But, you know, with the warmer weather and, you know, a little bit of weeks with rain-free weeks we have, the water temperature is clear. It's in the 70s, so that's going to help. I'm still using shad color. Pink and white's always a good color. Yellow and white's good for the North Shore rivers. And as usual, I add those crappie nibbles to it, something to kind of cover up your human scent, give them something to attract them, the white perch. And like I said, I'm tight-lining mostly, catch most of my fish, but I figure this week everything should move shallow and the spawn should be pretty solid going forward.
Jeff, there's a tournament going on in Carnarvon today, and we got a dense fog advisory, very light wind southeast, maybe 5 to 10, and the tide's starting to pick up to about 0.8. How do you think they're going to do down there?
They'll probably do better than last weekend with all the high winds we've had, Delacroix and all the marsh areas. It's been tough down there. I went last Saturday, I only caught like 5 or 6 fish with a couple of my buddies, and it was just a struggle just to find clean water. And the wind whips it up and makes everything muddy. And as the west wind blows the water out and then the east-south blows it back in, it's all muddy when it comes back in. You know, I talked to a few other anglers that they caught fish, but it wasn't like it has been. But you know, like last Saturday, I about froze to death, that cold wind on the water. So if you're going out, just remember bring clothes because it's still cold on the water, even though light wind. But with the stable weather, it's going to help. With light Texas rigs, soft jerk baits are good when the winds lay down. And then if you have to, just cover some water with some spinner baits and you should be able to pick up a few fish. And but when you find one this time of year, they're going to be concentrated, so stick with them as soon as you get a bite.
Jeff, I spoke to someone who was at the Angling for Autism weigh-in last week. And I got to tell you, there were some excellent, outstanding stringers of bass that were brought in to the weigh station. And I'm not, you know, if you can believe bass tournament fishermen, it looked like most of them went on the spillway side, but there were also reports on that Lake Verrett side, too. So it looks like it's really picked up over in that basin area.
Yeah, usually when you have a high river, the basin side is a little bit tougher because, you know, the water gets up in the woods. That's basically, but on the red side, they'll come up and spawn, and they'll spawn out in the lakes instead of the canals, and it gives the angler a chance to spread out and catch fish. But the thing is, there hasn't been a lot of pressure over there because of all the high water. It's similar to the Pearl and the Basin, Venice, all those areas. The water's been so high for so long, it's just the number of anglers going is a lot less. So that kind of helps the fishing population. But, yeah, if you can get in the basin and find some clean canals, with, you know, high-level canals that have some good water, then fish are going to come in there to spawn. So all you need is 5 good ones. So it's not like you're going to catch 500. But if you catch 5 right ones with the spawn on, sometimes all you need is 1 good canal. So same thing. Slow down a little bit. The water temperature is still a little cool. And then fish shallow because sometimes those fish get tight on them cypress trees.
Jeff, with these bright, sunny days, you mentioned a little earlier about skipping the docks, and it's so important because those fish like to hang underneath there where the light is low and they can ambush the prey species. And you're probably one of the best I ever saw at doing that. Explain skipping docks and how you do it and when you use that.
Yeah, it's kind of a misleading term. You're not fishing docks like skipping from one to the other, but you're skipping your lure up under the dock. I learned a lot with bass fishing. It's good to put the lure around low-hanging limbs or a dock or something that's got shade, but it's more important because an angler hadn't fished in there. A lot of these guys will flip around the edges or skip a little ways back, but sometimes I'm going 10, 15, 20 feet up under one of those big docks, and I'm putting the lure back there where it's not been put before. Yeah. But you can use it with long or short poles, but the key is starting that bait kind of parallel to the water. And kind of hitting the water just about under the dock where it's going to skip like a stone, boom, 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 right up under that dock. When you do that, you're just putting it back there in the spots where it's not pressure. And a lot of times on bright, sunny days, it pushes those white perch up under those docks because of the shade. And I can really catch some nice ones doing that.
You know, when we went fishing and we had the camera there, I should have actually got you to demonstrate, but I think I've got some shots of you doing it, so maybe we'll point that out or next time actually get you to do a demonstration on how that is, because it certainly is an effective way to fish. Jeff, well, we're going to have tournaments coming up. What's on the calendar coming down the pike?
March 29th, Lunkers and Liars at Crawford's Landing. That's a $50 entry fee. They'll have to see how the river falls. Hopefully the rain will hold off and the pearl will start falling back down to a nice level. And you can still catch fish on the pearl with the muddy water. It just puts them up in the woods. Just like I said, makes them a lot harder to catch. But sometimes you get off the little oxbows in the pockets, and there'll be fish there spawning doing their thing. And that's the time you get to catch them because it's full on right now, and they'll last. White perch fishing will last about another month or so, and it'll be good. And then they'll start going deep, and you have to start finding them with a different tactic. Same thing with the bass. They come up shallow, and then they'll start feeding on shad. I see them on the rivers, too, now, so it's all about to start happening.
Very good. Good stuff, Jeff. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up with you when you get back in town.
All right. Thanks, Don. The show's still coming on Thursday?
No. In fact, the Fish and Game Report got preempted by coronavirus coverage, so I will be running that one next week, and then our show together will be the following week, if we're all still alive. You know, if we're all still here.
Okay, wash your hands and be safe. Thanks.
There you go. That's what they say. If you didn't ever taught that at home or in the Army, wash your hands. All right, we come back after this. Darrell Carpenter's going to join us. He's going to give us a report from way down south, Grand Isle, Leeville, Galliano, La Rose area. Coming at you right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, one of the very first spots to really crank up as far as speckled trout along the Louisiana coast is the Grand Isle area. Usually they start biting there before any of the others. Let's find out if that's going on. We talked to Captain Darrell Carpenter, the owner-operator of RealScreamers.com. Darrell, good morning. What's the trout report from the island?
Well, Don, you know, we talked last week that all the conditions were starting to line up, that it looked like it was on the verge. Somebody just needed to push that domino over. And it looks like that domino got pushed over. There again, you know, it's not time to beat your chest and holler their own. But water temperatures come up into the 70s, good tide range, there's bait everywhere. And this past week, some speckled trout's really started showing up. Like I said, it's not May yet, you know, but yeah, they're showing up. And as long as we're still having a little bit of a problem with having to find some clean water because it's been just kind of dirty and nasty, but you know, it's getting easier and easier to find. Now that the river's kind of coming down a little bit, and you just got to run around until you find your cleaner water. And like I said, there's bait everywhere. And sure enough, this week, the speckled trout started showing up.
And was it mostly on the front side of the island, backside, or both?
No, this was, well, we spent, what time we spent on the water this week, we spent most of it in the back. We spent most of it on the oyster reefs and so forth on the backside. I did not yet go out front. I haven't spent a lot of time out front, and I think your bigger numbers right now are going to be in the back.
What about a gnat report? Have the gnats been bad down there?
Oh, yeah.
I was anticipating an onslaught of them when I went out to the Biloxi Marsh, and I was pleasantly surprised. We had a few little visitors early, right after the fog first lifted, but after that, they dissipated. Didn't even bother us much, and we did have a little breeze, though.
No, they've been, I mean, we've had a few days this week where there's been very little to no wind, and I can tell you, we joked a few weeks back that the one thing you hadn't heard anybody complain about were the gnats, and let me tell you, they're hungry. Because when the wind does calm down, they're coming out and trying to get them some food, trust me. And like this morning, I think we've got a 3-mile-an-hour wind. And, yeah, the gnats are going to be pretty bad, you know, once that sun comes up a little bit. Now, you know, the good thing is the water's come up a little bit, so you don't have all those mud banks exposed and everything else. But, yeah, be prepared for them. Have your gnat spray. Have your gnat mask or whatever you, however you fight them. You certainly don't want to go out there in shark pants yet.
I saw a guy fishing out there with shorts and flip-flops on and short-sleeve shirt. But, yeah, he had to be miserable. I had my Amber Romance. That's my number one go-to as far as a lotion to put on. I also have the nets, and I don't like to wear the nets because I find them really cumbersome, and they also kind of impair your vision when you got kind of a low-light day. But, look, you know, you pay anything for some of that stuff when they're really, really bad. But I was pleasantly surprised they weren't that bad. What's your favorite remedy for gnats?
Well, there's a few of them out there. The No Gnat, you know, just a little regional brand mixes. Use Victoria's Secret, you know, the Amber Romance for a long time. But, you know, my favorite is just, you know, anything that works. I mean, it's just I guess the secret to any of them is you just got to keep reapplying and keep it fresh.
Yep.
But I don't know that I've seen anything other than cooking all that really works, because it just kills them, you know, as soon as they land on you. But who wants to walk around frying yourself all day, right?
Yeah, you're right about that.
And look, the biggest thing, though, that, I mean, of all the fishing reports, I hadn't had a chance to listen to you this morning, but the biggest thing that I'd want to put out there, because we're already starting to see some major effects from it, us, you know, us smaller operators, is, guys, you know, this virus thing's going to get under control. It always will. And just remember that regardless of what governments do, the outdoor world, it matches all the requirements they're asking you. It's the ultimate social distancing. You know, come on out here, and you're going to get tired of being pinned up, cooped up, fighting for a roll of toilet paper at the grocery store. We don't have any of that. You know, support your local businesses and get out, because we're already starting to see the effects of it.
Well put, Darryl. And I'm getting a lot of replacement items for toilet paper on my text board, so maybe we'll throw some of those out there. I've got a few of them. Anybody spends any time hunting in the woods, well, you kind of know the deal. Well, Darryl, thanks for the report. We really appreciate it. RealScreamers.com, or you can find him on my website. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Thank you, Don.
All right, we'll be back with hour number two after this pause.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.